Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're joined by a minister who's a bit of a regular on the show here, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, joins us on the line now. I guess, first of all, Doug, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the main thing we wanted to discuss today is the Small and Medium Enterprise Relaunch Grant, or I guess SMERG for short. Of course, this is meant to sort of help a lot of small businesses in a number of areas around the province. Why don't you kind of sort of take us through kind of how this whole grant will work?
So this is meant to be a business support, pure grant to help support small businesses across Alberta that have been impacted by the recent health measures and dealing with this third wave of the COVID pandemic. So how you apply, I just encourage businesses, Google three words, BIZ, Connect, and Alberta. So BIZ, Connect, and Alberta. That'll take you to the government website where you can apply. It's the same application and qualifications as the earlier iterations of the relaunch grant. This is effectively our third tranche of support for small businesses during this pandemic. And to be eligible, your revenues just simply have to drop 30% due to health measures. And so that's the qualifications. And you can qualify for up to an additional $10,000 right now. And again, so this will be $30,000 total. We had $20,000 of support that went through to the end of March. And this is a brand new tranche of support of up to $10,000 for small businesses.
So you mentioned it with all the support going on. Is it just how long do you sort of anticipate this kind of going on for? Because we think we're getting close to the end of the pandemic, but it's getting a little questionable with some of the numbers out there right now.
So this program is open until the end of May, and we anticipate that with the current uptick in vaccinations, we're up close to about 30% of Alberta population has received at least the first dose. We expect that we'll get to that mark by the end of this month. And then based off of data that we've seen in other countries like Israel, the United States, the United Kingdom, typically once you get to that point, a couple weeks later, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for the vaccine to kick in, you start to see that beginning of herd immunity to take hold in the community. So usually the death rate starts to come down, the transmission rate starts to drop. It's a little bit easier to manage the transmission of the virus in communities. So we're expecting sometime in mid to late May that you're going to start to see a significant turnaround in the health numbers across Alberta. And at that point in time in June, we'll be able to start loosening the restrictions across Alberta. So that's really what we're expecting. Again, I don't have a pure crystal ball on this, but we're trying to make sure that we give people some advance notice on what to expect. Again, COVID has thrown us a couple curveballs. Right now it's the variants. If we just simply had the first iteration of COVID that we had last year, we'd be in a far more manageable position right now. But these variants are far more transmissible. So to all the small businesses out there that have made sacrifices for us as a community, we just say an immense amount of thanks to them, a huge amount of gratitude for keeping us all healthy as we get through this.
And as we kind of talked a little bit about there, of course, the vaccinations that have been going wrong, a lot of people have gotten them out there. Of course, some are still waiting patiently, like, me. But do you think that obviously as we get more vaccinations, we get kind of that herd immunity you mentioned there earlier, that's obviously going to, loosen up some of the restrictions on how many people can go into businesses and be another way to help these businesses as well, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's going to be nice when we can get back to society as pretty well normal here in the next little while. We're expecting that the summer months are going to be pretty normal. By that point in time, all adults will have access to the vaccine, at least their first dose. We anticipate that the second doses will be largely done by the end of summer and into September. So at that point in time, we hope to be pretty much into a normal environment where people are back, gathering together, restaurants are open again. You've got, events happening, hockey happening, the local teams can be back out there. So we're really looking forward to getting to that point over the summer months and into the fall.
Well, one of those sports that can potentially happen over the summer times is, of course, baseball. Now, we've seen in the major leagues this year, there's been some interesting rules that they've been experimenting with, one of which is the 7 innings for doubleheader games. Now, didn't really have much of a problem with it until a few days ago where we saw Madison Bumgarner. He goes out and throws a no-hitter, but the no-hitter doesn't technically count because it was only a 7-inning game because it was part of a doubleheader. What are your thoughts on this? Because I feel like this should be legitimately count because, he went through the whole game and didn't give up a hit. That technically counts as a no-hitter, shouldn't it?
I completely agree. Madison Bumgarner threw a no-hitter, and it should completely count. The game was 7 innings, but it was still the game, and he threw a no-hitter. Nobody got any hits against him. It should completely count. But at the same time, though, I think there'll always be an asterisk by him. I think he'll still count it himself, and hopefully they review that rule. Because I just think that you know, with this pandemic, hopefully they actually keep the seven-inning doubleheader rule, because, you know, those are exhausting days for those players. And I think seven innings makes it a good, intense game, and it changes the strategy a little bit, too, for how you use your bullpen and your starting staff. So I like the seven-inning doubleheader rule.
Well, to end things off on a bit more of a positive note regarding baseball, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., my goodness, the game he had the other night, and one stat I saw interesting this morning when it comes to kind of the wins above replacement, one of those kind of advanced stats out there. I know some people aren't particularly big on them, but Vladdy Jr. is up there with, I think, Mike Trout and Ronald Acuna Jr. as being some of the best players when it comes to that statistic. That's certainly something that's very impressive to see how Vladdy Jr. has been this year.
Well, it's encouraging. So the Blue Jays needed it. They've got a bunch of injuries right now, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is carrying the team. He's 22 years old, and he's just an absolute dynamo. And it's interesting to see. Like, he had a couple rough years when he first got going, but this last offseason, he sure took his health seriously. He lost 40 pounds. He worked on his flexibility, and he looks like the player that they thought they were going to have when he's coming through the minor leagues and just absolutely carrying the ball across all of the minor leagues.
Well, we certainly can go on all day on some of those baseball topics, but no, you're a very busy man with a lot of things to do. So, Jobs, Economy, and Innovation Minister Doug Schmeitzer, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.